Going on, man. It's your boy C. Marty Fit here. We in the behind the scenes of the podcast. I know y'all been wondering where you doing this at. You know, y'all get a close up look. You know, this what we doing before the episode. We getting the microphones ready, the headphones. Got my outline on the phone, buttons, just making sure everything working, so we can give y'all this content, so we can educate, entertain, talk a little shit. And y'all know this is the best business podcast ever. So welcome to the behind the scenes. Stay tuned. Fire episode today, but if it is your first time watching, go ahead and hit the like button.
Live on a Sunday. Hey, live on a Sunday. Yo, what's going on, y'all? It's your boy C. Marty Fit, and we back here with another episode on the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. It's Sunday, man. It's another Sunday. Blessed to get through another weekend. Blessed to see another week coming up. And listen, man, blessed to have another podcast. This joint here is going to be off the chain. We're going to have some fun. We're going to do a little bit of education. And we just going to have some real talk here, man. So if it's your first time watching, I ask that you hit the like button. And you probably wondering, why do I need to hit the like button for this clown with sunglasses on and indoors in the wintertime? I'm going to tell you. You need to hit the like button because this is the best fitness podcast out. The illest fitness podcast out. The realest fitness podcast out. The coolest, the coldest, the dopest, the funniest, the most entertaining, the most haters, the most backlash, and whatever, man. It is what it is, man. We gonna talk our talk, and we're going to do what we do, man. So before I get in the comments, and before we get the show started, listen, man. Y'all need to understand, yes, I'm reacting to content on the internet, but mind your business is not, that doesn't stop me from doing what I do. If someone puts something on the internet for public viewership, then you're literally consenting to people giving their opinion on what the hell you posted. So don't sit here and get mad at me because I'm reacting to something that someone put on the internet, some goofy behavior somebody put on the internet for the public to see. And I'm giving my opinion, but you on my page giving your opinion. Dom DeMarco. You basically doing what you asking me not to do. So what kind of sense does that make? Anyway, before I get to cooking, because it's going to be a lot of cooking today.
Let him cook.
Let's get in these comments, and we're going to get to it, man. Wicked Scorpion back in the building. What's up, big dog?
Welcome to the show.
Hey, Jennifer. Hey, Nikki. What's good?
Welcome to the show.
Tasha back in the building. LaWanda Carter said, hey, what's up, LaWanda? Indian Dolly with the fire. Big Spider in the building. If you ate all the wings at Buffalo Wild Wings with shades on because the Commanders beat the Cowboys, don't watch the podcast. That wasn't me today. You saw somebody else. I'm in this bit, but I might be lost. The C. Marty I know usually be wearing Less Brunches, More Crunches merch. Big Joints and Thoughts always be like, y'all need to mind your business. Just saying, yeah.
Nope.
We ain't got time for that. And yeah, I usually had a shirt on, but, you know, sometimes when it's a laundry day, every now and then, I just throw on a shirt with nothing on it. But anyway, the mind your business. Nah.
Nope.
We ain't minding shit. You ain't cover up that fat, so I ain't covering up my opinion. Bars. Let's get this episode started. Dom DeMarco. That was off the top, too. Your boy got bars. Anyway, listen, we're at a point in society where doctors... Yes, I said doctors. Mind you, people tell me my points are invalid all the time because I'm not a doctor. So how do y'all go to these same doctors and tell them when they mention your weight, you tell them,
nope,
you redirect the conversation. They mention your weight to tell you that you need to do something about it.
Nope.
I don't need to hear that. I don't want to hear that. That's where we are in society. People just in denial. They don't want to get better. So you got to let them do what they do. Let's check this big back out. denying the doctor. It's getting crazy out here.
Come with me to establish care with a new provider in my hometown, Kennewick, Washington. If you're plus size, seeing a new provider can come with a lot of anxiety and worry. As you can see, I was anxious.
Yeah, you worried because they're going to tell you you need to get your ass a gym membership. That's what you're worried about. They're going to tell you your health is in bad standing.
Nope.
There are a few things I do to prepare for seeing a new provider as a plus size individual. First, I make a list of my health concerns and goals for the appointment so I can keep the conversation on track.
What list of health concerns are you making?
Nope.
Clearly, you're not concerned about your health. Built like that.
Nope.
Built with that back.
Big back activity.
Built with that fat.
Belly, belly.
Clearly, you're not concerned about your health because you wouldn't be 500, 600, 700, 800, 900,000 pounds. So what health concerns are you writing down? Let's keep it going.
I put these in my notes app on my phone. At the start of the visit, I set boundaries by saying something like, I have certain issues I'd like to focus on, and I'd like to not discuss weight or weight loss.
Boundaries at the doctor. Isn't the doctor getting paid to tell you about your health? Isn't the doctor getting paid to make you better? But now you setting boundaries because you don't want to hear about it. That's where we are as society.
If the topic comes up, I redirect by asking for weight-neutral treatments or evidence-based solutions.
What the hell is weight-neutral treatments? Weight-neutral treatments. Hey, what are we doing nowadays?
My symptoms. In my notes app, I will also write affirmations like my body deserves respect no matter its size to remind myself I'm in control of the appointment.
Hold up. You writing down affirmations, but you ain't affirmed yourself to the gym.
Big back activity.
You ain't affirmed yourself to the grocery store.
Big back activity.
You ain't affirmed yourself to drink some water today.
Big back activity.
You probably drink all juice. You writing affirmations, and no, you're not in control of the appointment. You're not even in control of your life.
Nope.
You're not even in control of your weight.
Nope.
You can't even control your addiction to food.
Nope.
So don't go to the doctor talking about you in control of the appointment.
Sometimes I'll bring a trusted friend for support or take notes to stay focused. I'm going to address in another video what I do if I feel disrespected or dismissed. It's taken me a long time to learn to advocate for.
How do you feel disrespected at the doctor?
Myself, and now I want to share with you what I've learned. Honestly, to my surprise, this doctor's appointment was one of the best I've ever had in my entire life. I felt so seen, heard, and understood. Honestly, advocating for yourself is where it's at.
Yeah, we're cooked.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
We're literally cooked. You can't tell nobody nothing now. And at that point, you don't even want to be helped. That's why, listen, when people tell me I'm fat shaming and big back shaming and I'm turning certain clients away from my business, I don't care. I don't want nothing to do with people like this, with people with this mindset, because I ain't changing shit. And I haven't had nobody this big, but I've had people with a similar mindset. I don't got time for that shit. I ain't Captain Saver. I ain't trying to save a big back. Captain Saver big back.
Big back activity.
I'm cool. This is absolutely insane, bro. Let's get in these comments, man. This shit is crazy. What? Ladies, if you taller than C. Marty, work at AutoZone, do combat sports, or look like Brittany Griner, watch the podcast playback tomorrow while you shovel your own snow. Yeah, you're out of here, bro. Get this guy off the stream.
Strike three, you're out.
What up, coach? Oh, my God, this clown. Yes, this clown. I know a stud named Cassandra who work at AutoZone. She was big back, but she get... You guys are crazy, man. Come on, y'all. Seen 12 of her in Cava today buying up all the pita chips. Yeah. Hey, she got a jerry curl. You're out of here.
Strike three, you're out.
Stop the cap. What up, big dog?
Stop the cap.
Denial and mental illness is real with them. Yeah, these 500, 600, 700, 800, 900,000 pounds people, they got mental illness.
Nope.
I mean, this is probably the craziest thing I've seen on this podcast. Big Cass got to shovel her own snow. Why big back folks speak with tiny voices?
Big back activity.
How you going to ask your doctor to ignore your literal biggest issue? Right. All the diabetes. Let me get my button. The diabetes. The cancer. The shortness of breath. All of that is caused by your weight. And you want to redirect the conversation. And what doctor is allowing that? Any doctors watching the show, y'all better get some backbone. Y'all got to start telling these people about themselves.
Nope.
How do you even consider yourself a doctor?
Nope.
And y'all trainers, well, we already talk about the trainers on here. Y'all trainers need to tell these people about themselves. This is absolutely ridiculous, bro. But at the end of the day, it's all about the bag. I ain't trying to stop nobody's bag. I'm trying to help the people that want help. Because this right here is crazy. We're going to watch it again, and then we're gonna keep it moving, man. This right here is crazy.
Me to establish care with a new provider in my hometown, Kennewick, Washington. If you're plus size, seeing a new provider can come with a lot of anxiety and worry. As you can see, I was anxious. There are a few things I do to prepare for seeing a new provider as a plus size individual. First, I make...
She nervous as hell because she's seen that blood pressure go up.
The list of my health concerns and goals for the appointment so I can keep the conversation on track. I put these in my notes app on my phone. At the start of the visit, I set boundaries by saying something like, I have certain issues I'd like to focus on and I'd like to not discuss.
What issues you want to focus on? If you don't know and know your weight, what issues you want to focus on? That don't even make sense.
Weight or weight loss. If the topic comes up, I redirect by asking for weight-neutral treatments or evidence-based solutions for my symptoms. In my notes app, I will also write affirmations like my body deserves respect.
Affirmations ain't slimming that back.
Big back activity.
Affirmations ain't getting rid of that belly either.
Belly, belly.
All this affirmation and manifest culture, this shit got to stop. That shit ain't getting no jiggle flubber off your body. You can't affirm the fat off. Did you affirm to get the fat? You affirm them seafood boils and fried foods and chicken and Popeyes and french fries and pies? Did you affirm that? I don't think so.
No matter its size, to remind myself I'm in control of the appointment. Sometimes I'll bring a trusted friend for support or take notes to stay focused. I'm going to address in another video what I do if I feel disrespected or dismissed. It's taken me a long time to learn to advocate for myself, and now I want to share with you what I've learned. Honestly, to my surprise, this doctor's appointment was one of the best I've ever had in my entire life.
This is crazy. Look at that belly.
I felt so seen, heard, and understood. Honestly, advocating for yourself is where it's at.
Yeah, we're cooked.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
We're cooked. Get her big back ass off the screen. We're going to continue the show. We actually got another video from her. Oh, yeah, she's... What's her name? Is that Jaylen, whatever her name is? I think somebody in here probably know her name. Yeah, it's getting crazy out here, man. Nikki Harris, appreciate you with the super chat.
Dom the Monko.
When you feel like quitting, think about why you started. Absolutely. She needs to go to doctor now. On my 600-pound life, he'd be roasting her and wouldn't care. Absolutely. I agree. That's the real doctor. Now is a real doctor. A doctor that's going to tell you about yourself when you want your bullshit. That's the real doctor. That's the doctor we need to go to. I'm going to be honest with y'all. All this little coddling bullshit. Yeah, you should feel good about yourself. You need to love yourself. You need. That's not what we need to hear, man. That's not what we need to hear. She need to go to doctor now, right now, and get her back off. She looked like she wanted to eat the thermometer, too. She probably did. You know she hungry. She's still hungry from New Year's.
Nope.
Biggie really says she wants evidence-based solutions. Facts. There was a lady on 600-pound life where the paramedic was mad. They had to come just to get her out and said he didn't want to be that guy, but said, you got to lose weight. This is not an emergency. And we need more people telling the truth. Dr. Now is the truth. Absolutely. She couldn't get out of bed because she was too fat. She need a McNugget boot in her ass. Seth, you're out of here.
Strike three, you're out.
Seth, that's insane. That is insane. Hey, man, make sure y'all hit the like button, man. We got 86 people in here. Let's keep this podcast going. We hit a record today of live viewers. Now, we got this same lady. She's saying she's fighting the big back fight by herself. The same lady. She's fighting a big back fight by herself, and she never wanted to ask for donations, but now she got to ask for donations. Let's check it out. What up, Marsha? McNugget boot. Yeah, McNugget
Strike
boot.
Strike three, you're out.
He's out of here. Let's check how her grifting ass out, trying to get some cash.
Hey, friends. I'm here today with something a little different, and I'm going to be real with you for a minute. As you all know, I've been on this journey for a long time. Fighting for fat liberation, challenging fat phobia, and pushing...
What the hell is fat liberation?
Nope.
You was free to eat all that food, so you're pretty liberated. So what are we talking about, fat liberation? They act like they in prison.
Nope.
They act like somebody forcing them to eat 5,000 calories in a day.
What?
They act like somebody forcing them not to work out.
What?
No, you made a decision. You made a decision to sit on your big back.
What?
So what are we talking about?
For better representation. Especially in travel, healthcare, and mental health. But I need to be honest with you. I can't do it alone anymore. I've never asked for donations before, but I've been putting so much of myself into this work. Time, energy, and even my own well-being. And it's been tough. I've hit a point where I can't keep doing it all on my own. And that's why I'm reaching out. If you've ever felt like my content has resonated with you, or if you believe in this mission, I'm asking for your help. Donations are going to fund a lot of important work, like reaching out to businesses and healthcare providers to help them understand the needs of fat folks and creating...
Hold up. You're reaching out to businesses for what?
What?
What are you raising money for? What is that? I genuinely want to know, what is that money going to do for you? Because if it ain't getting a gym membership...
What?
If it ain't paying for a personal trainer...
Nope.
If it ain't paying for something that you need, if it ain't paying a dietitian or a nutritionist, what do you need that money for? To eat more?
Nope.
You just want to eat more food. It's getting crazy out here.
Resources to navigate fat phobia and even doing in-person and virtual events.
No, she's trying to grift. She's trying to make this a living, right? This is going to pay her bills. This is going to be business money. She's going to turn this into a business. She's going to buy LLC with it. And this is what it is.
To spread awareness.
You're not slick.
This isn't just about me. This is about all of us working to create a world where fat people feel seen, heard, and respected. Your donations will help gather real-world
data. Nobody disrespect y'all.
Experiences in healthcare and travel, so we can actually push for change. We'll also be making materials to challenge.
Push for change. Go push the sled. If you want to push for change, go push the sled at the gym. That's what you need to be pushing. What are you talking about? Push for change.
Fat phobia in public spaces and creating free resources for fat folks to thrive. This is about showing up for each other, and I know we can do something amazing if we come together. Every dollar is going towards making real change. It's bigger than me. It's bigger than you. It's about the entire fat community. If you're able to donate, I would
big ass community.
No amount is too small. Every little bit keeps this mission going. If you can't,
man, she hustling y'all, boy. I know a hustler when I see one. I know you can't finesse a finesser because I'm a finesser.
Donate, sharing this campaign would mean
I don't be
world.
Stealing, though.
Just click the link below and share it with anyone who might resonate this is crazy. With the work that I'm doing. Let's make some noise.
Everybody do this bullshit and everybody want to get a GoFundMe.
Nope.
Yeah, donate to the... No, get if you want some bread, get your big back ass up and work. You so lazy, you already don't go to the gym. Now you want somebody to give you some money. Just hand you some bread. No, go get a job. And if it ain't enough money, go get a second job. Listen, man, it's 2025. This shit going out the window. We not dealing with this bullshit no more.
Voice for Fat Liberation. I know we built something special here. If you've been following me for a while, you know that this community is all about empowerment, love, and challenging the status quo. This campaign is no different. It's about pushing for a world that accepts all bodies, no matter what size.
Man, get out of here with that shit.
I've been doing this work for years, and I'm not stopping anytime soon. But I can't keep going without
your... You know what else you ain't doing soon? Going to the gym. You know what else you ain't doing soon? Burning some calories. You know what else you ain't doing soon? Eating whole foods. Fruits, vegetables, lean protein. That's what you ain't doing soon. That's what you need to be doing ASAP.
Support. I'm so grateful for all of you who have supported already. And if you're able to donate or share, I can't thank you enough. We're in this together, and I believe it with all my heart that we can make a difference. Let's make 2025 the year we change the world for fat people. Thank you.
Man, get out of here with that shit.
I appreciate you more
get
than
out of here with that shit.
If you're new here, don't forget to subscribe or follow me for more. And join us in this journey.
Get her out of here, man. Get her out of here. She's out of here.
Strike three, you're out.
Strike three, she's out. We don't have time for that. You see the finesse. You see what it's turning into. It's all about the money, man. It's all about the bread, dog. Let's get these comments because y'all going crazy in the comments. Push the sled, don't pull it. Absolutely. Absolutely, bruh. Right, exactly, Nikki. Fat liberation. You know what fat liberation sound like?
Hi, my name is Rosie, and I was groomed into feederism. Feederism is a kink, like a sexual kink.
That's one of the made-up words. That's what fat liberation sound like. Is that the only shirt she owned that fit? The answer is yes.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
Because you can't get a 6X from everywhere. You can't even get a 6X from big and tall. That probably ain't even a shirt. That's a bed sheet. She cut it up into a shirt. That's a tablecloth that she cut up into a shirt. And the overshirt, that's a picnic cloth. She cut it into a shirt. Is Becky with the good appetite wearing the same fit?
God damn. Damn.
Was she sentenced to overeating? I don't know.
Damn.
She going to start an Only Hams? Yeah, that's crazy. I love it, though. Dom DeMarco, Marco. She goes in circles with gym gymnastics. Exactly. I am late. What did I miss? Shy, you missed a lot. Just keep up. We got a big back grifter here.
Big back activity.
Trying to finesse people out of their bread. It's getting crazy, man. What else we got? Always the victim. Girl, just mind your intake and hit the gym. Money needed for woke evolutions. Absolutely. She sounds like World Vision. Keep bringing that fire. Mecca DeBoer, shout out to you for the super chat. And appreciate you, brother. Yes, sir. Push the sled, don't pull it. Yeah, all she need to do is straight pushing. She pushing out the wrong type of content. She pushing out big back encouragement. She pushing out all the wrong shit. She need to go push the sled. You gonna believe this, but she is into polygamy. I like to see the kind of dudes getting with that. Fellas that's hitting that, y'all are disgusting.
God damn.
Fellas, y'all thirsty as hell.
God damn.
And fellas, y'all the reason why these women staying big, because they still getting D from y'all.
God damn.
And it's probably 80% of the men that she's hooked up with is probably black men.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Listen, I love being a black man. I love being black, but black men, y'all choice in women, it makes me ashamed to be a black man sometimes.
Nope.
And I know it's y'all. I know it's y'all. It's a couple white dudes that's on the bullshit too, but it's mostly black men.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Sally Struthers, Volume 2. I said I got to change, so I pushed that button on the Stairmaster. That's a bar right there. Shout out.
Dom DeMarco.
Shout out Kenneth Dockery. That's a bar right there. Your mama so fat, she signed up for Plenty Fish and asked for a plate. Oh, brother. Hey, Seth, that's crazy, Seth. Oh, man. Marsha Jones sent a super sticker. Appreciate you. Thank you, Marsha.
Dom DeMarco.
Marsha been tapped in the podcast for a minute. Dang, I don't like how she looks. Tony, that's fat shaming. You can't do that. Seth, it's bigger than me. Ain't nothing bigger than you, ma'am. Yeah, she the biggest thing on the East Coast.
Well, nope.
She the biggest thing on the West Coast.
Nope.
She said she was in the state of Washington.
Nope.
But her back stretched from Washington to Washington, D.C. bars.
Dom DeMarco.
A 6X bed sheet tablecloth. I said what I said. And you know I'm going to tell the truth. And you know I got to go, Nikki. What's up, Fit Fan? We live. What up, Joe? We live. Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
Marty, you ain't got no shirt for her. Nah, my supplier only go up to 3X. So to make a 6X, she need 2 3Xs. And then she got to put them next to each other across her back. Then she got to get 2 more. Put it in the front, cross her chest. Then she got to get 2 more, put it on the belly. Put it across the belly. Then she got to put it on the lower back, put it against the lower back.
Dom DeMarco.
She need 8 shirts. She need 8 3Xs. That's a 24X. Is that a dude or another pronoun? That's that's a pronoun. Don't tell Negroes is involved in the industrial size draws. You know Negroes love them a big joint. You know they love them a big joint. Black men with white elephants equals a toxic relationship. Yeah, I'm not going to go that far. Oh, brother. She probably, she in a poly with 2 plates of buffalo wings. That's crazy. That's insane, man. Let's get her off the screen. A couple more comments. We're going to keep it going. Make sure y'all hit the like button, please. Not to be mean, but not even the Power Rangers and the Megazord aren't big enough to fight that. That's crazy. Fat Liberation, LOL. Who is fat nabbing out here? Megazord. Yeah, 3 8Xs, Jennifer. She changed the font on Les Brunches More Crunches shirt. Yeah, she going to change the words, the font. She going to change everything. Hey, man, I'm killing y'all on this episode. Let's keep it going. Hit the like button. Hit the like button. Hit the like button. All right. Now, ladies, y'all know I love y'all. Black women, y'all know I love y'all.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
But this is the mindset of a lot of not just our black women, but women in general and people in general. This is the mindset. This is what they turn to instead of handling business, worrying about their health, being proactive, taking the steps to be healthier. This is the shit they do or the mindset that they have. Let's check it out, man. Sorry, black women. Y'all took an L today. Hey, everybody takes an L. So don't think I'm just singling out black women because everybody takes an L on this show. Let's check it out.
To be honest with you, for 2025, as long as I have Lexapro and Ozempic, I'm good, bitch.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
So you good as long as you have that. So that means you're going to still be eating seafood boils. You still going to be at the hookah bar. You still going to be on vacation big backing. You still going to be doing all the big back stuff at the club, at brunch, bottomless mimosas. You getting bottomless mimosas. Y'all done had 5 pitchers of mimosas, and y'all going back next Sunday. But as long as you got Ozempic, you good. And this is why I don't like Ozempic, because it's not encouraging changing your habits. It's not encouraging anything positive. It's not encouraging getting your ass up, get on the treadmill or the Stairmaster. But you good as long as you got that.
To be honest with you, for 2025, as long as I have Lexapro and Ozempic, I'm good, bitch.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that, bro. I don't like that. Now, I'm not a fan of Ozempic, period. But now, if you want to get on the Ozempic and you like, all right, I'm a start changing my eating habits. I'm going to go in the gym. I'm going to do X, Y, Z. We can meet in the middle. I still don't like it. But this right here is straight bullshit. Where's my bullshit button?
Bullshit?
This is straight bullshit, all right? Y'all can't have this mindset, ladies.
To be honest with you, for 2025, as long as I have Lexapro and Ozempic, I'm good, bitch.
And black women, I love y'all, but I got to cook y'all
real
quick.
I'm not going to say what race, what people...
These the same women saying that they can't lose weight because
the diet don't work for you the same.
And diets work better for white women. These the same women that say they can't lose weight because they naturally curvier and naturally thicker.
The diet don't work for you the same.
But y'all don't evaluate no habits. Don't evaluate what you eating. And look at this. Evaluate what type of dudes you dating that's enabling you to stay fat. Every time I say something about women being overweight, it's dudes in the comments defending that shit. I like me a BBW.
The diet don't work for you the same.
I like them thick. I need something to grab. And y'all keep listening to that shit. And look, and y'all mindsets is like this.
To be honest with you, for 2025, as long as I have Lexapro and Ozempic, I'm good, bitch.
You sitting here dependent on these drugs, and you have no type of nutrients in your body, macronutrients, micronutrients in your body, no type of protein, no type of complex carbs, no type of water and hydration, and you think this is the solution.
To be honest with you, for 2025, as long as I have Lexapro and Ozempic, I'm good, bitch.
Not to mention, when you stop taking the Ozempic, we played a video the other day. When you stop taking the Ozempic, you're more likely to gain the weight back. People gain all the weight that they had previously, plus 5%. So you gain all of that. And you want to take this. You want to take a shortcut. But go back to your baby pictures. Look how little you was. Now look how big you was. That didn't happen in 30 days. But you want to drop the weight in 30 days. Make it make sense. It don't make sense. Ladies, y'all got to do better.
To be honest with you, for 2025, as long as I have Lexapro and Ozempic, I'm good, bitch.
Yeah, that's a bullshit mindset. Get her ass off the screen and let's get in these comments and talk about it. I might bring it back up and play again. But I'm sorry, y'all. That is a bullshit mindset. It's lazy, no discipline, no consistency. You're not even trying at that point. Uh-oh, it's right. Hey, Shelly, welcome back to the show.
Welcome to the show.
Marsha like, what? Shaking my head at her. Wait till her stomach gets paralyzed. Not to mention all the side effects with Ozempic. Then she'll complain in 2026 about the side effect. Exactly. She said Lexapro and Ozempic like they're her girlfriend she go to the club with.
Nope.
Sad. She should trade in the horseman then for a membership. What? Glorifying drug use because you're lazy. Man, or get thyroid cancer, she'll wish she hit the gym. The gym always wins, y'all. It's too much scientific research to show that, and we've gone over all of it on this show. Anxiety meds and weight loss meds Shorty finna be all kinds of fucked up. Yeah, Lexapro is also one of them drugs. Look up the people that get addicted to Lexapro and look at how hard it is for them to get off of it. And look at the mental, I guess the mental obstacles or the mental challenges they have trying to get off of it. They go crazy. You literally get addicted to that. Wait, he's giving Seabiscuit. Nobody talks about discussing dangerous side effects. Exactly. Same women that say they're eating healthy and work out are for white people. Where's my button?
I'm going to prove to you why white people are the reason I'm fat.
Everything got to blame white people. Sounds like Cap. I don't think she even use it. She just think it sounds cute. Listen, I don't put it past nobody. I know this one girl, she came up to me. She was like, listen, I could get Ozempic if I want to. I just decide not to. I'm going to try the gym. I'm telling you, bro, you'd be surprised. Why is everyone so addicted to that crap? It's not safe. Exactly, Shelly. It ain't safe at all. She must be talking about it like this because she just started taking it. Wait till 6 months. Yeah, she excited now because she got that initial that initial weight loss. Yeah, wait. 6 months, she going to be feeling like trash, no energy. That's the same face Chris Tucker made at the end of Friday when he was like, and you know this, man, facts. End up at the gym after the weight gain, which they should have done in the first place. And Ozempic again. Looking at her weave, there's a naked horse freezing his ass off tonight. Yeah, there you are. That's crazy.
Freak free, you're
that's
up.
Crazy, Brown Baldy. I was about to make a point, but I forgot. Baldy, hey, yo, y'all are crazy, bro. What was I about to say, dog? I was just about to make a valid point, bro. I don't know. It'll come back to me. But, hey, I'm killing y'all on this episode. Yo, y'all are crazy, bro. It's a bald head horse out there, man. All right, let's watch this joint. We're going
to
watch it.
To be honest with you, for 2025, as long as I have Lexapro and Ozempic, I'm good, bitch.
Yeah, she's out of here, man. Let's keep this podcast going, man. We're still on black people.
I'm not
going
to say what race, what people.
No Asians, no Hispanics today. All black people and white people. But we get on Asians and Hispanics too. Y'all ain't exempt. I just ain't find no content of y'all this week. All right. Anyway, back to black people.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Listen, we are the biggest and unhealthiest race for a reason. Seafood boiled tacos. Let's see the reaction to how our black people react to seafood boiled tacos.
You fucking lie. Seafood boiled tacos. God damn, my back pregnant. Well, I guess I could just
No diddy, you know?
What did he just say? Hold on, we're going to start that over.
You fucking lie. Seafood boiled tacos. God damn, my back pregnant.
That's crazy.
Well, I guess I could just cross off small back for 2025 because that shit ain't happening.
Oh, brother.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
Listen, y'all so quick to try the new thing, try this and that, and then quick to complain about the trainer. Quick to complain that you can't lose weight because of this, your thyroid, certain condition. But look at the shit that you be happy about. Because you know your big back ass is going to go get it.
Nope.
You sitting here happy as hell.
You fucking lie. Seafood boiled tacos. God damn, my back pregnant. Well, I guess I could.
That's no grown man should ever say his back is pregnant.
First of all,
yo, that's passive.
Like, bro, that's worse than no diddy, bro.
No diddy, you know?
Diddy party talk.
I just cross off small back for 2025 because that shit ain't happening.
Yeah, we're cooked.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
We're cooked. I mean, like, what are we doing? These are the grown men in America. This is the lowest testosterone has ever been in America. Look how men talking. Yeah, my back gonna get pregnant.
No diddy, you know?
You don't stand a chance getting fit, brother.
No diddy, you know?
And ladies, that's who y'all gotta choose from.
Nope.
Feel bad for y'all, ladies. Lizzie said, his back pregnant? Yeah, that was crazy.
No diddy, you know?
My back pregnant.
First of all,
yo, that's passive. That's
Hey, let me know right now. y'all want me to make that a sound, or is that too
No Diddy, you know?
If it's too No Diddy, I won't make it a sound. But if y'all want me to make it a sound, it'll be on the next episode. My back pregnant. Yeah, that's crazy. That's sad. Michael Menifee said no. Michael Menifee said,
"Oh brother, this guy stinks."
No, he's awful. I mean, he might be the worst guy we've had on the podcast. That was fucking terrible. Talking about my back pregnant.
No Diddy, you know?
That looks gross. Yes. You know that ninja probably be saying, "Though baby," when he's eating.
Strike three, you're out.
Son, what?
Yo. First of all, pause.
Yo, that's passive. That's passive pause, man.
Son, how do you even think of that? That's, hey, yo, Seth, you good? What's up? Like, that's crazy. The fact that black people think of being fat and unhealthy as humorous is crazy. They laughing at it. They think it's funny. Wasn't the big back heck type of sauce they squirting on those tacos? Shy, that's...
No Diddy, you know?
Strike three, you're out.
Shy, you're out of here. I'm kicking everybody out. First of all, pause. All he needs is the baby oil, not the crab oil.
Dom DeMarco, DeMarco.
He need the baby oil, not the crab oil. Hey, I'm crying, bruh. Ick. Lots of men becoming bitches because of the fat. Yeah. A lot of estrogen in the food, maybe. I don't know. The laziness is embarrassing. Eating for comfort and refusing to move. This shit getting breezy. Make sure y'all hit the like button, man. Oh, Jennifer said, make it a button. My back pregnant. All right. It'll be a button soon. Since it's going to be a button, let me go behind the screen. Let me move this video over here with the other buttons I was supposed to make that I didn't make because I've been busy. Lizzie said, make it a sound. All right, guys, it'll be a sound soon. Please do. Only stepdads and dudes that need a spotter for 135 say they're back pregnant.
Dom DeMarco, DeMarco.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't lift weights. My back pregnant.
No Diddy, you know?
Hey, can you give me a spot? My back pregnant.
No Diddy, you know?
That's the new black men.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Hey, I ain't got nothing against nobody. This shit funny. Laugh at the joke. I make fun of everybody. I make fun of my. I made fun of myself when the episode first started. So don't come in here with that sensitive shit. Or you're going to get cooked. This is all jokes. All right? Make it a sound. Yes, please add it as a sound. This is your new sound, my back pregnant. Say less. Seth is insane, absolutely. he worse than the Popeyes guy, or give him a run for his money. You talking about this Popeyes guy?
Lord, I have to get from Popeyes.
We gonna see which sound is worse in a couple weeks, or a couple days, I mean. You know, black people.
You know, black people.
No.
Not my type of guy with a pregnant back. Your back has a back?
Your back has a back?
What's up, Lotus? It's a lot of men trying to get big so they can be built like they mama. Let's say a prayer for these men. God, we ask that you bless these black American men. They got a case of the No Diddy. It's getting really bad. We ask that you give them some testosterone, some masculinity, some weight room. And your Bible, because they need to read the word as well. Amen. Ninjas need to stop glorifying this unhealthy crap. Exactly. Trish LeRae, what's going on? Why y'all always hate on gym baddies? Huh? What? Hold on. Trish LeRae, what you talking about? What gym baddie have we talked about? We had the girl ain't like the doctor. Then she was getting donations. Then the girl was on Ozempic. What gym? And then the crab, the seafood boil. What gym baddie you talking about that we hating on? What? Yeah, Trish, you got to explain yourself. I hope you're not trolling. I hope you're not trolling, Trish. Spotter for 135 as well. These new ninjas going to be baddies so bad. The Popeye sound.
Lord, how'd you get from Popeye's?
If a man tells me anything is pregnant, I'm exiting stage left immediately. Baby girl to run it. That's a fact. These ninjas going to be kicked up more than Pinky and Cherokee D ass so bad, yo.
Dom DeMarco.
DeMarco. If you know who they are, you're sick.
Strike three, you're out.
If you know who they are, I'm kicking you off the show. Your prayers be having me rolling in laughter. Yeah, because we need prayer. They want body positivity and ninjas in their DMs just like the big back women. That's crazy. My back pregnant. The girl on the Stairmaster. Trish, first of all, Trish, nobody's hating on her. And ladies, I'm glad you did this, Trish. Ladies, y'all got to stop defending goofy behavior because it's a woman. That shit is goofy. You need that much attention that you got to put your ass in front of the camera on the Stairmaster, hogging the Stairmaster, using the Stairmaster wrong, and doing a move that could break the Stairmaster. That's not hating. I don't wish to get on the Stairmaster and clap my ass. Pause. No diddy,
you know?
There's plenty grown men that'll probably do that. I'm not one of them grown men. So I'm not hating. I'm just calling out the goofiness. That shit is goofy as hell. It's no need to be that thirsty in the gym. And then what that turns into is people disrespecting the women who actually be working out and thinking they thoughts and OnlyFans girls and approaching them talking crazy, talking about, hey, let me eat your ass up like a mosquito in the gym because of shit like that. So, I've seen women do that on the Stairmaster, and I've seen women get approached like that in the gym. So nobody's hating. So ladies, y'all can't be defending goofy shit because it's a woman and you're a woman. That's goofy as hell. So we're just going to clear that up, Trish. Nobody's hating on that. That shit is just straight goofy. Pregnant back dudes called AAA to charge their tire.
No diddy, you know?
Oh, man. Wow, bro. Pinky built like a whole thumbnail. Yeah, Pinky got to get in the lab. Pinky's new name is Big Toe. Oh, man. Hey, let's look at it one more time.
Fucking lie. Seafood boil tacos. God damn, my back pregnant. Well, that's, I guess, crazy. I could just cross off small back for 2025 because that shit ain't happening.
Yeah, we're cooked, man. And I'm killing y'all on this episode. Oh, my bad. Wrong button. I'm killing y'all on this episode. Nobody hating on nobody, brother. Listen. Let me tell you something about me, bro. I'm 31. I done did a lot of dope shit in my life. I don't hate on nobody. First of all, let's get that straight. I ain't gotta hate on nobody. I done did a lot of shit that not being cocky. A lot of shit that people my age ain't do. So let's get that started. I ain't hating on nobody. That shit is goofy. I'm calling out goofy behavior, myths, and stuff like that. Ain't nobody hating. Think I'm hating on a BBL OnlyFans girl clapping her ass on the Stairmaster. What is there to hate on? I don't have no desire to be that. Y'all tripping. It was another girl in the comments talking crazy. Talking about mind your business. No, she put that shit on the internet. They think all women act like that at the gym. And that's what I'm saying. That's doing a disservice to women. So I don't even know how women can defend that, because when that happens, y'all gonna be the first one. Men ain't shit, and no men were there to help me. Well, when ninjas try and help, y'all say we hating. There, so Trish, was it Trish? What's your name? Gonna be scroll up, Trish. That's what it is, and she's not a gym baddie with that BBL. Gym baddies are natural, and I said what I said, and you know I'm gonna tell the truth, and you know I gotta go, and we gonna keep this podcast going. Hold up. Let him cook. Let him cook real quick. Cook. Let's cook, which is why I work out at home. The reason why black folks are cooked is because we keep cooking the wrong foods instead of cooking the right foods.
Let him cook.
When women objectify themselves, they call it empowerment. No, that shit is goofy. And this is what I'm going to tell y'all, too. Y'all women defending that shit, I don't know if y'all have sons, but if y'all had a son, that shit is going to embarrass him, and ninjas at school is going to cook your son. And if my mom, shout out to my mom would never. If my mom did some shit like that, I would cuss my mom out. That's how insane that is. And you're sitting here defending it. Ask your son if he wants to see his mom clapping her ass, her BBL ass, on the Stairmaster. And y'all talking about I'm hating. I'm trying to help y'all out. I wouldn't want my girl doing that. I wouldn't want my sister doing that. I wouldn't even want none of my female friends doing that. I tell them they tripping. And if you don't know me in real life, I real life will. I don't care. That shit is goofy. Let me get back to the podcast before I go on a tangent. I might need to bring the video up so y'all know what I'm talking about. But anyway, it's crazy. Keep it going, see Marty. Absolutely. Real talk, I was thinking about doing the same for sure. What up, Mike Hawkins? I got a whole setup. No woman should be half-dressed, period, no matter where she goes. It's called self-respect. They're going to get you, brown baldy. You can't coach decency into the fatherless folks out here. They're going to get you. Stop the cap.
Stop the cap.
Tell that bum Jake Moody don't watch the podcast. Hey, yo. All right, man. Listen, ladies, sweatbands. I'm still on the ladies. We're going to get to the fellas soon, but we on the ladies now. Ladies, the sweatbands don't do anything for you.
Nope.
Let the sweatbands go. Sweatband is the little thing you put around your waist. Well, a lot of women think for some reason it's going to make their belly smaller.
Belly?
Ain't going to do shit for you. And now we've gotten so crazy in sweatband culture that we got women like this wearing sweatbands. Let's check it out. Because this shit is crazy. 1 second.
Body pose with the sweat belt on. Check me out.
Ladies, this ain't going to do nothing for you. This is not going to reverse years of bad habits. This is not going to reverse neglecting the gym. It's not going to do anything for you. Is it cool to wear? Does it look good? Can it make you look snatched in your videos? If that's what you want, that's cool. You know what I'm saying? If that's what you want to do, but just understand, this ain't doing nothing for you.
Check me out, y'all. Check me out. Okay, now, without the sweat belt on.
You need my help, babe?
Yes, please.
Yeah.
He said, you need my help, babe. That's her boyfriend. What race you think he is?
I'm not going to say what race, what people...
Let's check it out. Black men. Black men. We're going to talk to black. I'm going to talk to black men at the end of this video.
Ooh, it's wet.
Oh, it's wet.
Without the sweat belt on.
It's wet with chunk funk.
Real wet. Hello. Not too much.
Okay, okay, sorry.
He talking about not too much, like we pressed to see that. Nah, bruh.
Nope.
Ain't nobody pressed to see that. Yeah, we're cooked.
Oh, brother, we're cooked. This guy stinks!
Yeah, we're definitely cooked. I mean, this right here is insane, bruh. And she's selling this on the TikTok shop. She's selling this on the TikTok shop. You know it's going to be girls like, yeah, I'm gonna be getting my sweat belt. Yeah, girl, let me get my sweat belt. Come on, y'all. Ladies, y'all got these good jobs, degrees. Some, you know what I'm saying? Y'all smarter than that, ladies. Y'all smarter than that. Y'all got to do better than that, ladies. Come on, man. It's getting crazy out here. Let's see what we got. Have sweatbands, waste of money. Exactly, Trish. Yeah, for real. Kids can be cruel and nothing will cause a boy to swing out quicker than somebody talking about his mama. Women got to be mindful of that. You setting your son up. Yeah, we're gonna get to that at the end of the episode because I'm not done on that topic. Hey, Carl Henry.
What?
Seth Broma.
What?
And the wisdom tooth. That ain't a sweat belt. That's a crane belt. I already know. Of course. You do. Only thing to shrink your belt is eat less. Burn more calories. No disrespect. Yeah. No, we ain't trying to disrespect nobody. Unless they disrespect us. We ain't disrespecting nobody. People are looking for quick fixes. See, Marty Fit nailed it. Absolutely. Tyrell need his ass whooped for that.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
You know Tyrell mother, like, I tried to help him. I tried to raise him right. There goes my appetite. Sorry, bruh. What exactly does she need help with? I guess taking it off because her arm's too short to reach around the belly, so she couldn't get it. The band can't fit around the damage, but of course, Bay is black. Yeah, black.
I'm not going to say what race, what
I
people.
I told y'all, man. I love my brothers. I love being a black man. But, Yeah, we're cooked. I can't help everybody. She need a bigger size. That's the biggest size. She built like a melted ice cream cone. Yes. Nobody want to see all that. He crazy and broke, I'm sure. Okay, Jennifer.
Dom DeMarco.
Of course, a ninja there to help. Waist trainers only slim them pockets. Nah, big facts. Her shape is impossible. She shaped like an impossible burger. That ninja is going to get a hernia holding her belly up. get in it. Roly poly. You know what she is?
Them thick ass ankles and them thick ass wrists. You can tell who gonna have big mama arms.
You know what she ate for Thanksgiving and Christmas?
I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs.
She ate all of that.
Chicken, turkeys, rabbit. You name.
She ate all of that on one plate, and she had six plates of that. And the shape is attractive to him. I don't get it. Well, you know, he can't get no fit chick. Come on now. We know that. She's 4'11", 450 pounds. I'm 4'11", and I panic if I get over 130. I forgot to add that. She's 4'11 and 450. I forgot to add that in here. Not a waist trainer. Yes, a waist trainer. Crazy and broke as well. Kofang 123, but it's the truth. And we only speak nothing but the truth here. 4'11 and 450, she a kitchen appliance. She turned to the side. All I saw was a larger mushroom. She stretched that joint to an intercontinental championship belt. This kind of mean, y'all. Hey, Trish. Listen, Trish, this might not be the place for you, and that's okay. But what you got to understand is, Trish, one, these are grown-ups. These are adults. And you got to understand that there are consequences to your actions. So if you decide to live a unhealthy lifestyle and you don't stop, coddling isn't going to make this person stop. Look at what happened to Lizzo. Shout out to Lizzo. I fuck with Lizzo. She got her shit together because she got tired of people talking about her. I don't care what Lizzo says. She got tired of people talking about her. And if we want change, this is what we got to do. Yeah, she built like the main villain from Sonic the Hedgehog. That's crazy. Pokemon built Diglett Head. That's crazy. She built like Heifer from Rocko's Modern Life. Rocko's Modern Life was my shit. Why would she post this? That's what I'm saying too. Why would she post this? 4'11". Yeah, 4'11". She set herself up to get dragged. Yep. Modern Life. She got the female 24/7 belt. Happy Seth, you're wild, bro. Hey, I'm killing y'all on this episode. Let's keep this podcast going, man. Hey, man, please hit the like button. We got 203 people live. We hit a record today. We hit a record today on the amount of live viewers. We're going to keep this thing going, man. All right, we got this guy here basically saying stop doing dumb workouts in the gym. All right, let's check it out. Because a lot of people do some unnecessary workouts in the gym, and it ain't doing nothing for you. You might as well do the regular shit. Stop trying to do some extra shit. Okay. Oh, hold on. Let me turn that music off. So this right here, I'm sorry. I'm going to rewind it. This right here, doing this on the leg press thing, unnecessary. Doing lunges with bands on, unnecessary. Still doing it. Now this dude about to go off.
There is not one thing dumber than to do banded squats, lunges, and step-ups. Please, tell me what a banded lunge does. Please.
Facts.
Oh, I'll tell you. Not a goddamn fucking thing. And since I'm already fucking pissed off, can we talk about this goddamn shit? If I see one more person do this goddamn bullshit, this is ground level.
He's right, though. You could just do regular sumo squats.
This is the deficit. So to do this right, you gotta go below it. Doing it like this tells the world how...
Yeah, if you doing that, you don't need them if you ain't going low enough.
I'm stupid. And finally, these motherfuckers who like to lift on a goddamn BOSU ball.
Yeah, that's the dumbest shit. It ain't doing shit for you.
Why? Why?
Hey, all facts, man. All facts.
Dom DeMarco.
All facts. Unnecessary workouts. We gotta stop the Instagram workouts. A lot of y'all influencers doing this shit for views so they could get paid. And when I say that, that's no shade, because I do shit to get paid too. My views getting low. Alabama State Big Backs. views getting low. Let me stop. Then it's gonna be like, you only do it for views. You're not helping anybody. Let me just shut up. if wasn't on heroin or alcoholic, it would be truth. Fat though, it's mean. It's another addiction. Oh yeah, on an adult that got to be called out. She know what she's doing. Yeah, we got to call it out. Seth, you drinking too much. But did you see the video with the white girl teaching twerking classes, moving her hips and not unbigging backs? You talking about the one we had on the show the other day? I don't know. No burpee backflips. I use heavy weights with lunges. Bands do nothing. Yeah, bands are not building your butt, ladies. They're not. Teabag squats don't do shit. Teabag is crazy, bruh. 10 sets of bring the gifts. Not a fan of the bands. I ain't drunk. I'm on medication. That's crazy. Just hit the like button. Thanks. Gifts present.
Dom DeMarco, Marco.
Please hit the like button, man. All right. We got this guy. He gained a lot of weight. He was over 1,000 pounds.
Nope.
This was not in America. So his country decided to kick him out the country if he don't lose weight.
Dom DeMarco, Marco.
That's what we need more of. When people say,
I can't unbig my back. I can't unbig my back.
Kick them out the country. And then I bet you they find a way to lose weight. Let's check it out. Because this was crazy, bro.
This man in the world was forced by his government to lose weight or he'd be kicked out of the country. At just 17 years old, Khalid Al-Shiri weighed 1,355 pounds. That's over half a ton.
Over 1,300 pounds. How do you get to over 1,300 pounds? Don't tell me, leave him alone, be nice. No, because he knew what he was doing. I don't have any sympathy for him.
Making him the heaviest person alive. He couldn't even walk a single step and hadn't been out of his bed in 3 whole years. He That's hated crazy. His life and wanted to lose weight.
You ain't get out of bed for 3 years. Let's rewind. So who's taking care of him? Who's paying the bills? Because he clearly don't have a job. So whoever was paying the bills, they should have forced him to get up.
But he didn't know where to start. King Abdullah saw Khalid on TV and ordered him to leave his home and come to his facilities to start losing weight. He was removed from his home with a forklift and was brought to the number one physical rehabilitation center in the entire country, where he underwent dietary restrictions and did a bunch of workout programs. In only 6 months, he lost half of his body weight, meaning he lost...
So you telling me he lost the weight in 6 months?
Nope.
When he got threatened to get kicked out the country... Now you lose the weight. But that's the problem. People in America and black people.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Especially my ladies. Y'all get rewarded for being fat. You get coddled. You get praised. You get D from ninjas. You get DMs from ninjas. Fellas, y'all still find women to hunch on. But when there's serious, consequences to your actions, now you know how to lose weight. Or y'all wait till the doctor tells you, hey, you got a year to live if you don't get it together. Now you in the gym losing weight. Now you getting it together. But y'all had all these excuses before.
The diet don't work for you the same.
Y'all had all these excuses before.
Phobia is rooted in racism.
But now the excuse is out the window. When a big threat comes.
3.7 pounds per day. He was able to walk for the first time in 5 years, but he wasn't done. With his new outlook on life, he knew he could get to a healthy weight, so he kept working. By 2018, he lost over 1,200 pounds and had surgeries to remove his excess skin. He now weighs 150 pounds and looks like this.
Hey man, shout out to that brother for making the change.
Dom DeMarco, Marco.
Why it take getting kicked out the country, though? And back to what Trish was saying about us being mean. You have to be harsh if you want people to change. You got to let them know that you're serious. Because coddling and there's no consequences to the action and being nice, they're going to stay fat. They're going to stay fat. I'm just saying. And I'm killing y'all.
Dom DeMarco, Marco.
That's all facts, bro. You can't be nice. But big, big facts on folks doing these Instagram workouts for sure. Judging by his name, he's lucky that's all his country decided to do. The Habibis don't play that.
Nope.
You're right about that, Joe. Goddamn, 1,300 pounds at 17. How exactly? So how he wipe or get to the bathroom? You know it smelled crazy in there.
Damn.
You know it smelled crazy in there.
Fuck no, baby.
Hey, you want to go visit your cousin?
Fuck no, baby.
Hey, go check on your cousin.
Fuck no, baby.
Because it stinks in there. How you get so fat your country was ready to kick you out? This dude was the size of another country. That was a home invasion. And guess what? What country was going to take him? What country is raising their hand? Yeah, we'll take a 1,000-pound person to add to our population.
Them thick-ass ankles and them thick-ass wrists. You could tell who's going to have Big Mama arms early.
America probably the only country you come to. We the only one that accept obesity like this. I can't imagine getting nearly that big. Didn't know it was even possible. Need to do that here for some people. They will line up at the gym then. Yeah, they'll be there. Mike said, the fuck? Bro, that kick him out of the country might be the new motivator they need here. Listen, what I say the other day, don't let me be president. We're going to be the fittest country in the world. Humanity is not ready to know those repulsive details. That ninja was the size of another planet. That was an alien invasion in their own backyard. Oh, man.
Let him cook.
Great transformation. FNDC, Fat Ninja Deportation Committee. I love it. If I ever got that big, see Marty and Tune have my permission to call me out. Absolutely. How does a 17-year-old get that big? It's unclear. I start losing weight after getting kicked out the Mad Chef. That one working in the U.S. Big backs would want a plane ride and complain about lack of accommodation for over 1,000 pounds. Old facts. Not to get political, but this is why we can't have health care for all. The countries where that works tend to be full of thin, healthy people. You can have body positivity or free health care, not both. We can... Not ready to do an episode on that yet. We still trying to grow the page, but all facts. Yeah, we could talk about that. Marty for president. Maffa, make America fit again. Exactly. He wasn't going to fit through that plane door to go to America. I don't think I ever seen a person over 1,000 pounds in real life, so that's good. That's crazy. Getting kicked out of a country because you're the size of the country is crazy. You mean add to the negative healthcare costs here? Oh, yeah, that's a whole nother topic. That's crazy. All right, man. We got, hey, hit the like button, man. 200 people. Man. Podcast going breezy. We got this trainer yelling at his client. Y'all tell me, is this mean or is this tough love? Let's check it out.
I come down from heaven to tell you it's either this or death, but if you don't have no other option. Nigga, you gonna end up having a heart attack or a stroke or cancer, nigga. You have no other option. So you can quit this shit. That's you, your life, your body, your lifestyle, whatever you wanna do. But we're not gonna beg you to save your life. You got fucking 80-year-old motherfuckers out here doing this shit. You got people right in way worse condition. You 25 years old, talking about you don't know if you can do it. It's like a sap of shit, nigga. Either do it or go home. It's very easy.
Dom DeMarco. Hey, man. Shout out to him, bro. Sometimes you need that tough love, man. He was cussing at her a little excessively. I don't cuss like that at my clients. I might say a cuss word or something, but I don't cuss like that. But hey, you need the tough love. Trish, if you still on here, tough love. Tough love. That's what's going to get people to change, man. We got one more video. What the hell is going on right here with this girl? This is what y'all doing in the gym. Next time you don't get results, remember, this is what you're doing. Hold on. Check her out. Next time you complaining that you can't lose no weight and you blaming white people and you blaming all whatever, this is what you're doing in the gym. What the hell is she doing? This is how we starting the year off. And this is what happens when January, New Year's resolutions come around. You got all these new people in the gym, don't understand the culture, and they come in the gym doing some bullshit like this.
Nope.
That's what happens. If I go to the gym and I see this, I'm snitching to the manager, and she need to be kicked out. This ain't the place for that, bro. We're cooked.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
Hey, we cooked, man. Actually, Boulder, Colorado is actually one of the fittest cities. I saw a YouTube video. Yeah, because of that that altitude. Like, whenever we played teams in Colorado, Utah, and that region of the United States, we used to get cooked because we're not used to breathing out there. So you got to be in shape to even live out there. The wing will tip to the side one whole ride. Hey, that's a pause.
No diddy, you know?
Marlo became a fitness trainer. And he reading her like a black dad would. I feel him, though. Yeah. That energy is necessary, man. She don't even realize she needed that tough talk. The trainer is keeping it real. Some folks need to hear it rough. Absolutely. Hey, yo, there was a story of a guy that was so fat that when he died, they tried to cremate his body. The building caught on fire. All right, bruh.
Strike three, you're out.
Betty Boop looking ass. He cooking her, sizzling. She need to be in Karen's dance class. That's the thigh split, push-pull legs. What the fuck? True, I live in Utah. We're very active and fit. Yeah, we play University of Utah. That's, and Kyle Kuzma was on the team. Man, they cooked us so bad. I was out there about to die. It's hard to breathe out there, man. And anytime, Colorado, Utah, I took L's there. It happens at Goals all the time, but most of them chicks are at least fit and have rhythm. It does happen at Goals. Yeah, that shit is crazy. We need to cancel Karen and Keisha calisthenics in 2025. You know it's here, man. It's here to stay. You know it's not going nowhere, bro. You know it's not going anywhere, bro. Before we leave, though, we got to watch this joint one more time, bro.
Fucking lie. Seafood boil tacos. God damn, my back pregnant. Well, I guess I could just cross off.
My back pregnant. Yeah, we're cooked, man. We're cooked.
No diddy, you know?
We're cooked.
First of all, Paul.
Yo, that's past course, man.
Fellas, 2025, we can focus in on masculinity and testosterone. That's the focus. And go lift some weights and eat some protein because that was crazy, man. Hey, bruh. Fire episode today. Fire episode, man. Appreciate y'all tuning in, man. Hit the like button. Hit the like button. Hit the like button. Definitely very appreciative, man. The show is growing. We had over 200 people in the live today. Never had that happen. And before this, the most we had in the live was 73. And today was 200. I was not expecting that. So that's a blessing, man. Definitely appreciate y'all. And I've been working hard, being consistent, so definitely deserve it. She can be in Karen dance class shaking their pizza box butts together. That's crazy. That was the gayest comment about food in 2025.
No diddy.
No. That my back was pregnant was insane. Yeah, hit the like button, man. Please hit the like button. His back pregnant. How long do you think before he got? Yeah, I'm not repeating that. That you're out of here, sir.
Strike three, you're out.
That's crazy. My back pregnant. Seeing seafood boiled tacos. No diddy. Thanks for the graphics. Hey yo. Hey man, go ahead. Follow my social media down there. See Marty Fit on Instagram. See Marty Fit on TikTok. See Marty Fit on X. And obviously, see Marty Fit on YouTube. Subscribe to the page. Share the page with a friend. And hey, listen. When we make jokes on here, we don't hate nobody. It's all jokes. We on here having fun. Don't get sensitive, all right? But we are trying to help people get their ass in shape because it's a lot of big back
activity
going around here. But anyway, I'm live again on Wednesday for sure, 9 o'clock p.m. I might do tomorrow or Tuesday a little surprise stream. We'll see. But for sure, back here Wednesday, 9 o'clock p.m. Why don't y'all go ahead and hit the like button, and y'all know what it is at the end of the show. If you don't want to watch the, if you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. Just like Seth said, hit the like button. If you don't want to get better, self improve mentally, physically, spiritually, don't watch the podcast. If you're back pregnant, don't watch the podcast. I'm gonna rock a Moffa shirt. I'm gonna make some Moffa shirts. I think somebody trademarked it though, so Just hold off on it. if you don't want to get rid of your belly, don't watch the podcast. If you want to come in here and troll, don't watch the podcast. If you're sensitive, don't watch the podcast. If you want to tell us to mind our business, don't watch the podcast. If you don't like how grown men talk and think it's too aggressive, go watch somebody else's podcast and don't watch this podcast. Hey, man, I'm going to catch y'all Wednesday. Appreciate y'all. Before you step out, make sure you hit the like button. And I'm going to catch y'all on Wednesday. We out of here. Hold up. All right, Mike, I got to go. Last comment. If you getting kicked out of your country because you're too big, don't watch the podcast. All right, we out of here, man. Oh, my God, bro. Y'all keep doing this, bro. If you build like a wisdom tooth and ninja papers, don't watch the podcast. If you need a spotter for 135, don't watch the podcast. All right, that's the last comment. We go. We out. If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you ain't trying to get better, self-improve, don't watch the podcast. Best Fitness Podcast out. We out of here.